I start to realize that eternal fate has turned its back on me.
It's 2 a.m.
It's 2 a.m.
It's 2 a.m. Fear is gone. It's 2 a.m. The sun's still warm.
Mission unknown, double-crossed messenger, all alone. Can't get no connection, can't get through. Where are you? Well, the night is heavy on its guilty mind. This far from the borderline. When the hitman comes, he knows damn well he has been cheated.
Public Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. House Lieutenant Eric Schein, graduate of the United States Merchant Marine Academy at Kings Point, one of the four federal military service academies. I got a congressional appointment to go there, and naval officer coming out serving on special duty in the United States Merchant Marine as an issue of civil defense and national security. And of course, the Coast Guard, who has been after me now for 8 or 9 years. It's only become abundantly clear. I've made comments about it. I've drawn the analogy. But in the last month or so, that they're running the Coast Guard proceedings as if they are a corrupt probate court, trying to have individuals declared medically, mentally incompetent, so that they can not only seize their license, but all of their property and other rights, and even, like in my own situation, pre-existing formal civil complaints involving federal contracting violations by the shipping companies and the union. The union was directly involved and helped the shipping companies. In fact, actually defended the union's counsel. Jonathan Axelrod sat next to the employers, federal employers. It's like having a union for Halliburton workers and then having the union go in and defend Halliburton rather than the workers. Except here, I'm not only a federal officer, but also a naval officer. And so the quote-unquote Federal Officers Association, Marine Engineers Beneficial Association, worked with, and one of the guys in there, William Doyle, is an attorney. He's also an engineer. I think he graduated from one of the state academies. He declared to the FBI, as a response to my reports to the FBI about what was going on, he declared me a physical threat so that they could come after me and try to have me declared medically, mentally incompetent. The corruption in our government, in the unions, might as well throw the churches in there and other organizations, is off the scale as we are stepping into some of the most tumultuous times we have ever faced as mankind. We'll be right back after this. Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. 800-313-9443.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
I've got Sarah Harvey on the phone. Her husband is being held against her will. He's a Vietnam veteran, and we had her on the show last week, and I'm bringing her back on again to flesh out a little bit more of this. And she was supposed to have some court appearances this week, and there was some filings, and then she's gotten some stuff in the mail. I want to go ahead and bring Sarah back on now. Sarah, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi. We were talking in the break about, I guess, most recently, after 5 years of efforts, you've been able to get some of the invoicing or billing from the insurance company after a great deal of effort, and I guess you got it in the mail today and had a lot of pictures in there that were not real welcome to take a look at.
Well, it's the invoices. It says claims being submitted to my insurance company, which I've always had. It's just the itemized statements. You know, what are these charges for? I still don't have a clue what they're for. And the pictures. It's I'm scanning records down at the hospital. You know, I was looking through them, and they were just horrible and sickening. I'd been left out of my husband's medical conditions, what's going on with him. And I don't know how to say this, but the invoices that I've gotten today in the mail, I mean, I've been getting them all along, but this is something a little bit different because I never gave, released them my new insurance identification because my company was bought out and we were under a new contract with an insurance. And so they somehow, they called me up and asked that what was said to me was, I got a bill statement from a doctor and it was denied. And did your insurance change? And I said, yes, it did. And they said, well, can I have the insurance information? And I said, no. I said, this is a legal matter. And so they hung up on me. And then I was going to use that to...
Right, leverage your...
Yeah, leverage to get some kind of more visitation with my husband.
Well,
and
to get them to even discuss matters with you and start to...
Right, negotiate. And they, so today I get a 18-page invoice. They somehow got my new insurance ID number.
But you haven't filled out any insurance forms or claim forms or anything for this.
No, I haven't. And,
which I don't understand because at some point, you know, I understand like if you fill out an insurance claim form, you sign it, you give it to the provider when you go in for your, healthcare, that's one thing. But it's another to just have open access to somebody's insurance and not have any kind of sign-off by you. And even, I mean, this is like why I don't understand why the insurance companies don't require this, that at some point before final payment goes out, the insured has to sign off on it.
Right, the policy owner. I'm the policy owner, and I didn't authorize this.
Insurance, and people don't realize it, there's a bigger problem going on in the United States than what's happened with the banks and mortgages with insurance. And insurance is probably a bigger racket, especially now with the federal medical health care, quote-unquote, reform and a lot of the new bills that have been passed. Like HIPAA is actually being used as a shield to prevent people from gaining access to records that they should have access to, rather than, you know, protecting and preventing improper disclosure. Like in my own case, they came in without a proper subpoena, without a proper warrant to a judicial court, the Coast Guard, in Homeland Security, a newfound branch of military, got my medical records in Sharp Hospital, a pretty big corporate hospital here out in California, worked around the laws that are in California to give over my medical records. The whole thing was, you know, arranged. They set the whole thing up. It's how they silence people, and as you well know, how they steal property. And not just property, but constitutional rights, due process, presumption of innocence and more, to where, like your husband, he's a material object now more than a human being.
That's right. Well, you know, this billing, this 18-page billing is just for the doctor, just the doctor. And just the day before I went into court.
Can I ask what the total is, like in the range? Like,
well, get this. For the year of 2010, I get another claim just before I go into court. I got it Thursday. And for the whole entire year, the charges were $775,000.
Yeah, that's my father. Involved that the hospital that's involved in my own stuff, Sharp Hospital, that I mentioned, that's where my father died. And in the midst of this, I was working on board a ship for a shipping company called Matson out here on the West Coast as a federal maritime officer in the Merchant Marine, tried to get leave to advocate for my father's life. And it's the very same hospital that not only ends up trying to throw me in a quote unquote psych ward or whatever, but it's the same hospital that gives over the records to Homeland Security and the Coast Guard. So, I mean, this whole, like, open avenue or hole in the legal. You know, I think 23 states have now. It's actually, I thought it had fallen off, but 23 states have legislated, if not mandated. I think in California it requires a jury trial to have somebody declared. And they even tried to use adult family services or whatever on me and have me testify to a doctor, quote unquote, off the record, unrecorded. I brought my attorney. I wanted my attorney to sit in on it, and I wanted audiovisual recording. And the doctor wouldn't allow it, and he wouldn't carry on any proceeding. He said that having my attorney there and having the matters videotaped would skew the results somehow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. They would make them more honest, you know.
No.
Because then people would see, and they should, you know, they should have audiovisual recording in there anyways, and every proceeding. Otherwise, this doctor could be manhandling, you know, people that he's doing evals on, or he could just be making stuff up. That's not reproducible.
I went to court Friday to disqualify all of these attorneys.
Yeah, I got your email.
And I sent... what they all said was in court was they never got my motion to disqualify. They got my amended motion, but they never got my... motion. And I got this disturbing letter I handed to me in court when I was there, and I didn't have time to read it. I didn't, you know, I was too
right.
wrapped up
Foster.
In this shock that nobody got my motion to disqualify, and it's like even the judge didn't get it, you know, and I'm like, well, what am I doing here? I mean, I went down there and paid my filing fee to get this motion. It was a sign, you know, court date and all of that, you know. I didn't pull the date and everything out of my rear end. And so I get this letter from while I'm in there, and the attorney that wrote the letter said that, you know, the attorney that was representing Mr. Maggs said that he didn't get the motion. And this attorney, Mr. Thompson, who is my husband's appointed guardian's attorney, said that both of them got it, you know, that Mr. Maggs got it and my husband's attorney, Mr. Mosier, got it. And it's just so confusing and complicated, and nobody...
Well, how many pages was the motion?
My motion to disqualify?
Yeah.
I had quite a few because I gave them a judicial notice, and that
was... Did you bring copies to serve them there?
No, I didn't, because I didn't even think of it. I didn't even
know
that.
Yeah, next time, always make sure you have extra copies, and then that way... If they try to say that or make that up or whatever, you can always serve them there, ask for a short recess so that they can have time to read it, look it over, and then, you know, hopefully proceed or set it back a day or two. But, yeah, that's – I mean, you know, these are the kind of games that they play, and lawyers
yeah.
and judges and courts and clerks are really good at trying to avoid justice.
Well, you know, all of these motions, paperwork, letters, everything, the judge says, you know, every time I go into court, well, Mrs. Harvey, I read everything you give me. I get everything. And then all of the filings in the 5 years that I've submitted, this one particular disqualifying of the attorneys, they didn't get. You know, I just find that kind of odd. You know, I mailed out four of them to all of the attorneys.
What did the judge have to say about it?
The judge? She said she didn't get it.
No, but I mean, and so what do you get? What's the plan of action?
Well, I had to come home, make copies, and give them to both the attorneys and the judge again.
So
she was going to rule on it in 13 days and see these other two attorneys, my husband's attorney.
Without a hearing or?
Yeah. They're going to read it, and they're going to submit their rebuttal or whatever they're going to do, and I won't have to rebuke on it. I mean, how fair is that?
Well, we're going to break. You can hear the music. Hold over. Hold on. We'll come back to you after this. 800-313-9443. We're speaking with Sarah Harvey. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. Host Lieutenant Eric Schein. We'll be right back after this break.
F estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys, and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. You know, and what bothers me the most is I'm in a very peculiar situation, and I can't find anybody to help me. I'm a graduate of a United States Military Service Academy naval officer. All right, we've got crossover there. Oh, Sarah. Sarah?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. We were picking up something from your radio or something. But in my own situation, I can't find legal counsel that can represent me and get me out of the mess that I'm in. And I mean, it's clear the Coast Guard has a newfound branch of military. Shouldn't be doing this. It's not supposed to be doing this. Beyond carrying on and administering civilian affairs and licensing civilians, it's basically carrying on a corrupt probate court to where it's using these proceedings, you know, that are supposed to be for hearings only. They're calling them Article I courts, which is bizarre, which is congressional, and then Congress is saying that they can't intervene in judicial matters. And if you go look up on Wikipedia and, you know, trust Wikipedia for what it is, but there's good information on there, and read about Article I courts, you see that Admiralty, which is matters between me and the Coast Guard, clearly, if any players under maritime or a maritime actor or player, then it's, you know, to be heard under Admiralty. They're trying to stuff Admiralty under these administrative, quote-unquote, Article 1 which are, you know, Article 32, Article 2, executive branch military tribunals in reality. And I can't get help to shut this down and stop this and, you know, prevent the Coast Guard from doing what it's doing. And then I look to Sarah in her position with her husband, a Vietnam vet. You've been married, what, 18 years, Sarah?
13.
13, sorry.
Yes.
And then, and she can't get help to extract her husband, who, you know, might as well be in the movie Deer Hunter and in a bamboo cage over in Vietnam. Instead, he's here at a Roman Catholic hospital to where she can't get her own husband into aftercare at her home. That's already been paid for by the insurance company or approved. And I think some of it's been paid for. She has equipment for it or a decent amount of it. But she has no say. She's married. They haven't been divorced. She has no say. Your husband didn't have a living will, did he?
No, he didn't. Well, the marriage is a license. You know, that would give me the direct advantage, you would think.
Right. And you have, well, like even in California, it's 50-50, and, you know, the state and probates and everything else can get involved. But at some point, you are supposed to be, you know, the loudest voice amongst all because you're alive, surviving. But here, it's not that your husband's dead. Your husband is alive, and you're trying to advocate for him. And it boggles my mind that all of these individuals, like the law firm that you're dealing with, this corrupt law firm, it sounds like, and the, I guess, city attorney or city prosecutor, whomever, they're bullying you for want of a better way of saying it, taking advantage of you. You have a hearing now coming up where this one's been, I guess, no, you're saying that it has not been rescheduled. You were supposed to have a hearing on this matter, and now the judge is taking it on paper because supposedly they didn't get your motion.
Yeah. I've got,
So why don't you file another brief motion, one page, and demand the hearing that you were supposed to have gotten?
Well,
you know, it's a matter of record.
I don't know if I can do that.
Sure. Sure you can. You were supposed to have a hearing. It was scheduled. You were supposed to have a hearing.
You know, I don't think they'll be fair with me on this. I really don't. I mean, the judge just didn't get it when I gave her all my paperwork and everything and showed her the connections with all the attorneys. And she just didn't get it. And she is a former, she was a former attorney at that same law firm.
Oh, well, do you have her name on there, too, about
conflicts? And her husband was, too. And her husband works for the prosecutor. He works for the DA.
Yeah.
You know, the county. I mean, if I go to the DA, you know, I'm not ever going to get a fair shake in this county.
Well, no, because they're all kissing cousins. I mean, for want of a better way of saying it, we got, let me bring on a caller, Willis in Idaho. Willis, are you there?
I am here. Hi, guys.
Hi.
How's it going?
All I can say is I've been where you're at. Through years, I'm still not done. I don't know what it will take. Our society has become so narcissistic and so completely
devoid of honesty or justice.
There is no honesty. There is no justice. Evil prevails. Dishonesty, corruption is the only thing that wins in this. I mean, I hear your stories and it hurts my heart because I know it firsthand. I've been there. I've been tasered by cops. I've been wrongfully imprisoned.
Hold on. Let me carry you over. We're going to break. The music's coming up. Sorry to interrupt you, but hold on. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443. We're going to break. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone. I am your host, Lieutenant Eric Schein. Our thoughts go out to James Corbett as well, our co-host. He lives in Japan. He did not get affected. We'll talk more when we get back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
1-800-963-0232. Broadcasting network. Willis in Idaho, what were you saying?
Well, I'm glad you brought up James. That's actually why I called. I wanted to know how he was.
Wait. You reminded me, and let me say that real quick. James is okay. He left Japan before the earthquake and tsunami. He was headed to Canada for vacation to see his, he had a death in the family. And so he was in Canada when all this happened. So he's okay. The last I've heard, he's supposed to be going back. But with everything that's going on, I don't know if that's been adjusted a little bit.
I don't know why he would. That seems the same, just plain insane, doesn't it?
Well, he lives in Tokyo, so he's pretty darn close to what's going on.
Yeah, stay away from there, buddy. That was plain providence that got you to move away from there. So don't...
We'll have to wait and see what happens because, I mean, you know what's going on. Even our U.S. soldiers are being ordered in there to help with the cleanup to where they don't have I don't even think it's volunteers. People are being ordered to go in to help with the reactors and stuff.
Yeah.
So And, you know, the Japanese, at least it was volunteers that went in there and did that, where our military is going in now to help. And at some point, that's kind of, to me, an abusive process that we should be asking for volunteers, because I'm sure we'd get plenty of people that know the dangers and would say, look, I don't care. I'll go in there and I'll do what I have to do to protect not only the American people, but also the Japanese. So, you know, go ahead.
Well, I just haven't been through this and haven't gone through this alone. I feel for both of you guys. I really do. But
well, yours was in state court, or, I mean, they came after your property, or what?
Oh, all of the above. It went from the state. I fought the feds. I beat the feds, but the state ended up being, as far as tax purposes, ended up being more tenacious, more nasty, more... they won, and yeah, they ended up seizing property. And but my point of this is nobody cared. Everybody, you know, anytime you get in trouble, they make the accusation, and the accusation is worse than the crime.
They tried to connect me to Timothy McVeigh.
Yeah, I've heard you say that. Yeah,
they put a bolo out on me saying, and I never understood the legal reason for that in America the standard has been, and it's changing to where it has been to where you have to be a danger to yourself or others, then they can forcibly, you know, have you committed and or, you know, put under watch for 72-hour mental detainment, whatever. And that's now changing to where the need for treatment, quote unquote, is now the new standard that they're trying to push for. So
I did,
if you think about
75
those...
days, Eric. I did 75 days under there. I was in a county jail. 75 days under suicide watch. I wasn't suicidal. It was.
Well, you see what they did with that PFC Manning, right?
That's it. And because I've been there, I see what's going to happen, and I see nobody cares until it happens to them. And they'll just pick us off a little at a time, one at a time, incremental.
Well, that's what's crazy is that it's a much bigger problem. And there's organizations like Scientology's getting into this with CCHR, Citizens Commission on Human Rights. And to me, and there's been a lot out on the web about this, that it's because I got a letter back from them. I went and tried to tell them what was going on in my situation. And they basically said, no, sorry, can't help. You know, obviously you saw things that in your industry that, you know, you try to report upon, and they've used this to come after you. You know, and that was it. I was like, and that, you know.
What did Scientology, was Scientology trying to help you or hurt you? What did that
happen? Well, no, I'm not a member, and I don't believe much in Scientology myself. You know, I believe L. Ron Hubbard was like, he basically created a new language and new religion out of thin air, and, you know, on a bet. And to all the Scientologists out there, don't be offended. It's, you know, it's your right to your beliefs and stuff. But Scientology is a big advocate. They're actually the platform. They're total anti-psychiatry, which I find is a good thing.
I find that part of them as well, yes. I do know that about them. I also have come to the same conclusion. I was a big sci-fi fan all those years ago, and in one of his books, Dianetics, or one of the ones before that, one of the characters in his books flat said, hey, we should invent a religion, and we'll do it like this, and we'll be rich beyond our dreams, and then lo and behold, out comes Scientology.
Yeah. Dianetics.
Yeah.
But people don't understand, if you go to the museum, though, up in L.A., you really get a handle, you know, like look at what the lobotomobile was. There was a guy going around the United States in an RV. This is back in the 50s or 60s. I think
with
it was 50s.
An ice pick.
Yeah, and doing lobotomies up on stage until he finally killed somebody on stage. He did like 3,500 of them.
Yep.
And was basically literally scrambling people's brains with an ice pick going in through their eye, cavity.
They're cured.
Exactly. And it's like, and the people would sit there and have nothing to say because, you know, the guy just scrambled their brains. And this whole industry is no better, and it's all political because there is no science behind it. these guys vote on. And CCHR does a pretty good job on laying out the history of psychiatry. And to me, and this is with my background in history and everything else, it is a weapon. It is a military weapon being used by the German royal families. It was invented in Germany. You can go to, I think his name is Wundt, or Wundt. It's W-U-N-D-T, I believe. And out of Leipzig University. And they meet once a year and vote on the codes, like major depressive disorder means that my dad died. And guess what? You know, you can never get rid of that because your dad died. So you can't be cured of a major depressive disorder because your dad died and he's never coming back.
Not only then they come up with the treatments, the protocols for that, which falls right in with the pharmaceutical industry.
Yeah,
and okay, here's the disease, and here's how we're going to treat it.
Yep, and Bayer is a German company. And you start to look to a lot of these big pharma companies, and they're right out of what used to be known as Greater Germania. You know, Germany, Switzerland, Austria, Bavaria, that entire region. And then you look at, start adding it up. It's like, who got the elevator contract for the World Trade Center? ThyssenKrupp, German weapons and warship manufacturers from Nazi Germany that are married into the Habsburg family. That was the family that initiated the reason why World War I was set off, when Duke Ferdinand was assassinated and his wife Sophie and two other members of the House of Habsburg were assassinated by the Black Hand in Italy. Then they launched and said, oh, we're in trouble. We better start a world war. You know,
I wonder if this nice lady can see, you know, we kind of get off on this tangent here, but I wonder if she can see how this really does apply to her.
I don't know if she has a lot of German doctors and lawyers involved in her life like I do. I laugh. I watch Hogan's Heroes, and on it they have the Gestapo agent. His last name is Hochstetler, and that's one of the names of the guys that testified against me. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't even believe this. And I've got other people, like a woman, an attorney with the Coast Guard. Her last name is Liechtenstein. And that is a constitutional monarchy right in the heartland of Switzerland is the only country now or region that has a Hadron Collider. Bush and crew shut it down. I talk about the Davis Walker Bush family. Who married Ronald Reagan, who was knighted by the Queen of England, who's German? Nancy Davis. Davis Walker Bush family, who turned over the governorship to Arnold Schwarzenegger, whose father was an SS officer, Gray Davis. And you start adding it up. It's like, who is the Pope right now?
And this Walker in what is he, in Illinois?
Scott
or
Walker, Wisconsin, exactly.
Yeah, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let me go back to Sarah. Hold on, real quick, Willis. Sarah, you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Sorry. We're bringing up a lot of the politics and the history and the background to all this mess, because at some point, this is a way around our constitutional protections. They've opened up this not only on the state level, because this has been something that basically the states have been doing, but now, like in my own situation, Homeland Security wants to do it, the Coast Guard wants to do it, and look what they're doing to your husband, to where now they've got this whole, you know, federal medical health care reform bill, to where they've federalized, nationalized, if not in fact, not only industrialized, but internationalized health care. And if you look at like Nixon, there's videotape of Nixon and Henry J. Kaiser, the man who built Liberty ships, and they ended up on the bottom of the ocean because most of them were defective, and I would call that espionage or treason. Henry J. Kaiser met with Nixon to form the first health management organization called Kaiser Permanente out here in California. That is now a huge behemoth, to where they even had this girl, Debbie Cook, who's on the city council here in Huntington Beach. She's bringing in at her meetings as she's running for office for congressperson or whatever against Dana Rohrabacher. And, of course, Rohrabacher was a speechwriter for Reagan. You know, all this interconnects. It's people don't realize who and what they're dealing with. But Debbie Cook is bringing in all these people from Kaiser Permanente and talking the talk and walking the walk for this large medical corporation who are basically backing her to run for congressperson. And it's just like, wow. And you start to see that we're being betrayed, and all the things like healthcare, like our courts, all the things that are civil rights, civil liberties, due process, protections for you as a citizen, not a, just a consumer, because you are a citizen first, a consumer second, or patient third. And first and foremost, those rights to access to our courts, which is one of our defense mechanisms, have been shut down.
Yeah.
And it's this whole thing on tort reform and everything else. It's all interconnected. All of this stuff, it's all coming from the same source. And I would point to, and it's my opinion, it's these royal families, the Habsburgs, the Windsors, the German royal family that rules Germany, Habsburgs, and if not Europe, and the Windsors who control the UK. Now, it's not just 27 member nation states that are part of the EU, like people think. It's 81, because the United Kingdom, Britain, the titular head to the United Kingdom, the Commonwealth, has been assimilated into the EU, along with Canada, Australia, New Zealand, the Falkland Islands, and 53 other countries besides England, and they're all part of the European Union now. And they want to merge us into that by merging us into Canada. And then once they've assimilated us with Canada, because we're more alike than us in Mexico or us in Canada and Mexico, then to merge Mexico into this New World Order, which is nothing but a reinvigoration of the United Kingdom. And all of this stuff, the stuff that you're dealing with, the stuff that I'm dealing with, stuff that Willis has dealt with, the economy, what happened on 9/11, the war that's just been launched in Libya, what's going on in the Middle East, Iraq, I mean, come on. Baghdad is Babylon. Hello.
You know, the big deal is again, is it comes down to what is it going to take to wake people up. I've been trying for 20 years. I've started a group up here. My group was effective enough to introduce legislation in Idaho. You might have heard about it. We were the first state that did the nullification of the Obamacare. Of course, our legislature just turned it down. Well,
you understand one of the problems with that, though, is that if you federalize the health care, then there's no one to carry on oversight. Because at some point, the state should be doing this, and the federal government should
be
overseeing.
That's the best we could do. I have since I formed a group. We had over 100 people in our group. We introduced a lot of legislation. Our last one is going to be my last one. Has to do with this gold and silver tenure act for Idaho. I just informed my group here last Tuesday. I just said I'm done. Politics has failed. All we have is to go to ground. I'm in the process of getting a farm. I'm going to post signs all over it, and I'm not kidding. When somebody crosses that line, it's over. Politics has failed. Niceness has failed. Talking has failed.
You understand what's at stake and why they're pulling all this, right?
Just like in
Rome, before the Republic fell, it was enormously wealthy because the Republic sets up all these public trusts, whether it be the libraries or public schools or the roads and highways and byways and freeways and even our military and more, and all the technology that comes from all that, whether it be NASA or anything else. All of that is owned by you and I and everybody else. If there is no more republic, a good example of that is that the DOD, Department of Defense, owns and controls 66 million acres worldwide. If there is no more United States in name and there is a change in title or a bankruptcy or a merge into this new North American Union or whatever they want to call it, whoever turns off the lights to the Republic gets to decide where not just that 66 million acres goes, but warehouses full of intellectual property and more that they're already selling off to themselves, these congressmen, these senators, these corrupt judges, these corrupt attorneys. Go look at Promise Software, PROMIS, and see what happened to that guy that came up with that. That was stolen and used by Bill Gates and all these other guys to create these back doors into other corporations' software and their data libraries and other governments that has been sold around the world, and you start to see what's going on with the data mining. It's not just going and looking at your library records, quote unquote, from when you go to the public library. It's any library. Your computer is a library. Your data, your medical history is a library of information.
Yep.
So now
And speaking of Bill Gates, he didn't invent anything in his garage. He didn't invent anything. He was chosen. He was the man of the hour to, you know, come up with this. His father's Planned Parenthood. He's
he's big in healthcare. He's taken billions of dollars and dumped it into where he controls healthcare rather than us. But hold on, we'll be right back, and I want to bring in Roy in Michigan real quick and then go back to Sarah. We'll be right back.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, and let's go to Roy in Michigan real quick. Roy.
Yes, I just wanted to call and give a word of encouragement that we all know all these things that are coming down against us, and we're coming against in every direction you can think of, both whether you want to talk about the food, our rights, on and on and on. We're trying to poison us and all that with our foods. And the fact of the matter is, they are going to kill each other. I have no doubt about that. I talked to the postmaster up here in Michigan, and he told me that he has locked in his safe to be opened when the time comes, the orders of what he is to do. His orders are the same thing that you find in the executive orders. And he said, told me that he has talked to several of those in law enforcement that have told him that when the civil uprising comes, because it's coming.
Yeah, well, gee, go figure.
It's coming. There is no doubt about it.
Yeah, I would have to say revolution. I'm not calling for it, but I'm recognizing that it's on the way.
This is a rising up against all the things that they have done, and there'll be the money is going to make a change. They're telling you right now they're getting ready for the new money to come out. But regardless, when the civil uprising happens, the law enforcement guys told him that they are being trained to shoot to kill.
I believe it.
And
dude,
the military.
They're militarized our police by taking military people that they're training in Afghanistan and Iraq for years and years and years to break in, you know, people's homes and more, and not feel callous about it because they just do it over and over and over again. When they come back here, they don't feel any different. I mean, get pulled over on the road for a simple traffic ticket and see how you get treated. It doesn't matter who you are, who you were, what you did, where you were educated. I've talked to doctors that have been, and they're very, you know, genteel type people. They're just very, you know, they're married and have kids and whatever, but he's just, you know, civilized, very sophisticated, and he wouldn't hurt a fly, and they just abuse the crap out of him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow.
And I've been asking them for years. I've been asking feds. I've been asking cops. I used to take and go to my local police station at least every couple of weeks.
Bring them cookies.
I'm not doing it now, but I used to. The witness to these guys.
Can and, I interview? Sure.
Yeah, go ahead. Let me throw it back to Sarah.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to ask Roy how this is encouraging to have people out there shooting each other.
Well, this is why. Because when the time comes, like I started to say, I've asked this question of many feds. I've asked this question of many cops. And I said, when the time comes, you guys are going to shoot each other, aren't you? And I never have had one of them say no. They've either agreed with me or they have...
What do you mean, shoot each
they
other?
They mean they're going to kill each other.
Well, I don't know.
There
understand.
Is no doubt about it. All evil is going to take out all evil. If we go to the scripture, in the days of... These are just like the days of Noah. In the days of Noah, all the evil was taken out. And those that are making captives are going to become the captives. So they better take the warning, and they better turn from their way, because they ain't got much time left before this is all going to happen.
Well, on that note, all I can say to that is that all that is required for evil men to succeed is for good men, and I would say women, to do nothing. And
I
agree. It is upon us, whether you believe in God, whether you believe in Christ, whether you believe in Muhammad, whether you don't believe in anything at all, or whether you don't know, at some point it is upon all of us as good citizens and of our nation and as human beings to stand up against these evils, to stand up against these people and to do what's right. I applaud Sarah for what she's doing. I wish people would lend a hand, get a hold of her. They can get a hold of her through the National Association of Stop Guardian Abuse, NASCA.